is the miracle worker. Miracle worker. He is going to promise keeper, and he's going to do something in the midst of our situations, in the midst of everything. God is moving. God is here, and he wants to work on your behalf. He is here right now, and he wants to move. He wants to move. He wants to move. He is moving on our behalf. He is here. He is working miracles upon your behalf. He is working miracles upon your behalf. He has given you favor. You will walk in that favor. He has given you that. Miracle worker. He is going to work miracles. Linda, he is going to work miracles in your health. Miracles. Miracles. Healing is yours. Healing is yours. Deb, Danny, Bethany, God is working on your behalf. God is doing a miracle within you right now. God is here. He wants to do miracles, and he wants to move on our behalf. Because he wants us whole, he wants us healthy, and he wants to do that for you. He is here to work miracles. He is here. Miracles. I keep hearing miracles. We're going to step into miracles. 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 Miracles are here. There is a breakthrough coming. There is a breakthrough that we are going to step into that season where we're going to see the miracles happen like that. I believe it because I know he has been healed my knee. He healed my knee, and I can do so much with it. He is a miracle worker. He keeps his promises. He is a good father. He is faithful. He is our healer. He is everything we need. And he is here today, and he is working on our behalf in miracles. Miracles are here. Miracles are here. Miracles are here. Miracles are here.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, when the word of the Lord speaks, man, sometimes it's like, you got to be kidding me. And years ago, Jen said, that house is our house. And there is a house. But you know what? In my mind, I thought that wasn't going to happen. Because I looked at myself and I said, you know what? We don't have the finances. It's not there. My wife rose up and says, you need to go. And this morning she got a prophetic word. You know, one of my best qualities as a husband is I know when to listen to my wife. Well, maybe not all the time, but I should. Because the Spirit of the Lord is moving. And there's some sort of voice that speaks up. When the God says, this is yours, you say, no, it's not. And God says, I want to give this to you. And you say, no, you can't. And the Lord's coming right in our face and saying, this is yours. Healing is yours. Miracles are yours. Because you know what? The nature of God is in all of that. And you can't have me without that. You can't have Jesus without miracles. You can't have the power of God without miracles, signs and wonders. You can't have Jesus in your heart without times in our lives where miracles flow through us. It's impossible. So the fact right now, there's a declaration of the impossible, only proves that Jesus is living inside of you. He's alive inside of you. He doesn't call you up because it's not up, but it's not something that can happen. He calls you up because it is happening and it can. Many of you have a promise right there that was about to step up and step out. And that negativity needs to be crushed. Because God said so. Not you. God said so. I'm not listening to those other voices. God said so. My healing's here because God said so. Miracles are here because God said so. Financial breakthroughs, why? Because God said so. Not listening to myself. Hallelujah, Jesus. Come on. Come on, Jeff.
I just kept hearing early on in the service. Kept hearing the Lord say something over and over again. He said it's like childlike faith. It's like childlike faith that we come to him. And then I heard the Lord say, he said, you're in your own way. Your mind, your will, your emotions are in your way. For am I not a God that is your father? And when a father sees a child come running to him, does he not open his arms? Did he not wrap his arms around him and rescue him? For such a time as this, says the Lord, Be like little children. Be like little children when you come to me. Empty yourselves. I just feel like he keeps saying, you're carrying so many things, so many burdens. Does it not say in my word, my yoke is easy, my burden is light? Rest in me, says God, and I will abide in you, and I will gird you up like a good, good father. Come on, right now. There's something shifting in this room. And Lord, we give it to you, God. We're tired of carrying things. Father, we're tired of being in our own way, God. Father, release that childlike faith once again. Release that faith as we once became saved, God. And we believed you for everything. We saw the impossible to be possible, God. Father, once again, come in and rescue us. Deliver us. Set us free, God. Come on, right now. There's something shifting in this room. Wow. Wow, come on. He's coming to take your burdens. And I'm not talking for a season. I'm talking, God is here to deliver you. Not just to pick you up, but to lift that weight off you, to take and to put his yoke upon you, to carry your burdens. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, in the name that is above every other name, God, Father, we release right now. Come on. Father, that childlike faith once again, God. Lord, let it fill us from the bottom of our feet to the top of our heads right there. Come on. Wow. I don't know what your burdens are. I don't know what you're carrying today. Come on. But Yeshua HaMashiach is here this morning. Come on. Wow. Let him take your burdens right now. Come on. Let him carry them. Wow. Father, let your yoke reside upon us, God. Wow. Father, we surrender, God. We give you everything. God, I can't do it anymore. There are things in my life I cannot carry anymore, God. Rescue me, O God. Gird me up, O God. Father, be my strong tower in my time of need, O God. Wow. Wow, come on. Let him rescue you. Wow. Lord, change things right now by your Spirit, oh God. Wow. Things are shifting. Things are changing. Come on, relationships, circumstances. Come on, the Spirit of the living God is here this morning. Miracles, signs, and wonders are happening right now. Come on. Come on, believe. Keep hearing him say, believe. Believe. Wow. Wow. Come on. Wow. Wow. Wow.
Hallelujah. This last week, did any miracles happen in someone's life? Kids? Any miracles? No? No miracles? All right. Adults? Any miracles? Don't be shy. All right.
I just just have you be seated, because it's just going to take me just a couple minutes to share this. But do you know, last Sunday I talked about it, that God is moving us into a new era. And I don't know how many of you saw on YouTube this week the guy that there was a shooting that happened to a police officer shot a man that she thought she was in her apartment. It was just a crazy kind of deal. But it was a long and very emotional trial. And at the very, very end, the brother of the one that was shot went and had a chance to speak in the courtroom. And he went over to, he said, ask the judge, he said, can I please go and hug the lady that killed my brother? And the court allowed here, the judge, who was a lady judge, allowed this man who had just lost his brother by a horrible situation. And he went over and he hugged her. And the woman that had shot this man accidentally, really, or whatever, I mean, she thought she was in her apartment, but she was in his apartment, and she thought he was in her apartment, and she was a police officer, so she reacted crazily, and he reacted crazily because this woman walked into her apartment. It was just a horrible situation. But anyway, that the new air is what that is when so this lady just wept in his arms. And there was such forgiveness and such love and compassion for a horrible situation that you could really say an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. You know, it was just so, it was so moving to me. Then the judge went in her chambers and got her own Bible out and gave the girl her Bible and said, I want you to go into John and I want you to read John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he died for you. And I want you to take these next 10 years that you're going to be in prison. And I want you to focus on this, the Word of God. And I thought it was so powerful. So the next day in the media, everybody is saying the judge was inappropriate. She didn't follow the rules of the law. Now, we all know that if we go by the law kills. But Jesus came to deliver us, and he doesn't pass judgment. And he, when you ask for forgiveness, it's just such an amazing thing of love. And so the title of the conference coming up is I Saw the Lord. And I believe that that man could not have done that if he was not living in a new air of, because you can be over here in judgment, but Jesus came over here in forgiveness. Forgiveness that has no bounds. It's like, did he deserve it? Did she deserve it? Did he deserve to get shot? Heck no. But life sends some crazy, crazy stuff. And you know, this week I got a note from this person that was in my Bible school class. And this person wrote in there, I just want to thank you for pouring into me and speaking over into my life. And I thought when I was reading it, I was over here in the law, and I was thinking, this person was probably my worst student. The one I disliked the most. The one I had the most problems with. The one that caused me a lot of pain. But if I'm over here, but I wasn't that day in Bible school. She said, you spoke into my life, my identity and who I was, and now I'm walking in it. See, I wasn't over here in judgment. I wasn't over here looking at her in my carnal eyes. I saw the Lord in her. I saw the Lord in this person. I saw the Lord, that what he, the potential that he had in this person. And I moved over into the Spirit, and it was only the Spirit, because I don't even remember the account. I don't remember the account. But over here, when we speak forgiveness, and we speak love, and we speak the things of God, we're seeing how the Lord sees things. And I believe that that's the new air. We see things how God sees things. And when we look at circumstances and situations, we don't look in the natural, in the carnal, in the flesh, or what the devil is throwing at us. We are looking at it through the eyes of love. Because for God so loved the world. He loved the world. He loves us. And so that was what I learned this week, is like, he's bringing us into this revelation of this new air of, and that is what's going to change the world. We cannot change anything we don't love. If we don't love, we don't change anything. We do not change anything if we don't love our city, if we don't love our kids, we don't love our husband, we don't love our friends and our family. If we carry anything over here and looking at them of what they've done to us and what they deserve, we're not in the new, we're in the law. We're in the law. And the law, there's no life in the law. There's life in the Spirit. And so I just know that God is sending some people to this conference, and we're going to have an experience of liquid love. We need it. Because in this end time church, that's what we have to have. And we'll, you know, Leif and Jennifer are going to bring testimonies of the liquid love that they had when they walked and what they saw in the spirit realm, what they saw God doing, not what the enemy was doing and not what their flesh was feeling like. And so I just want you to open your heart up really, really super big in this next season. And when you are in your prayer time and when you're in your Bible, I want you to see the Lord moving. And the great example of that is, to me, is when Samuel had to go and pick the next prophet. And he went into the house and he looked at these seven sons. And he when he first walked in, the word of God says, oh, he saw that oldest son and he was tall and beautiful and gorgeous, and he had a statue of a, he looked like a kingly man, and he just looked like the king. But the Lord said no. The Lord said no. Look in the spirit, Samuel. Look in the spirit realm. And it came to seven of them. And there was nothing. God said no. So he turned to, Jesse. He turned to Jesse and he said, do you have any more sons? And I mean, what a predicament to be in. Do you have any more sons? You don't think my seven sons are good enough? God, you know? But what happened was, he said, yeah, but he's out tending the sheep. He was the littlest of it. He didn't look it and he probably didn't smell like it. But God saw David's heart. And so we need to see what God sees. When we're moving in our prophetic voice, when we're moving, we all should prophesy. We all should be speaking into other people's lives. We should be speaking what God sees in them. That's what this team does, right, Tom? That's what you do every Sunday, Jenny. You speak life into these kids. I don't care if they're running around the church and if they're making the church look filthy. I don't care. Speak into their lives. Speak their destiny, because they will come forth. And I had proof of that this week. So I'm just, that's my testimony.
All right. Did not my heart burn in me when I was walking with Jesus? We appreciate it. Let's give the kids a hand tonight. We appreciate you, kids. You did such a fantastic job. Hallelujah. We have an opportunity to sow again into the kingdom of God for such a time as this. And it's the now time. Amen. And he can't work with a month and a half ago what you did a month and a half ago. It's like a son and daughter. They're with you right now. And so in obedience, as you bring your tithes, your offerings to the house of the Lord, expect him to do some great things, in especially the realms of finance and health and different areas of that. If you're making out a check, please make it to the Community Church International. God bless you in your giving. Praise the Lord. Bless them, Lord, as they give in Jesus' name. Amen. You may come and get blessed. Bless you. Bless her. Bless her. Bless them. on to their dollars pretty tight. All right. Bless you. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. Praise God. We can continue to pray. Our weather situation is making it pretty difficult on all the farmers that are trying to get their precious crops off the field. You can continue to pray that area. We do have a prayer request again. Well, for Lynn, and as she's battling that, she's needing prayer. So what we did set up about a week ago, we set up a prayer time. And so if you can call her, if you can go over there and lay hands on her, whatever you can do, I know that they appreciate it big time. At 12 o'clock, at 12 o'clock, if you're wanting to do something like that, please get a hold of myself or Danny, and we'll just set it up so that they know that somebody's going to be calling and who's going to be calling. Is that all right with you? Yeah. Okay, we appreciate that. Okay, well, we have some pretty exciting things that are going to go on. I know it. I can feel it. And so I'm going to turn it over to Pastor Tom, and we're going to go from there. All right? Let's give Tom a community church welcome.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, when I was sharing that story this morning, kids, do you remember that story on how we got our house? Micah, do you remember that story? Okay, Heidi's going to set up some things, but I just, you know, when just listening to God and the Holy Spirit every day, that how many people have seen the house that we live in? Kids, have you seen the house that we live in? Have you seen my house? You seen the house? Is it a nice house? Is it a big house? It's a huge house. It's amazing. So we live in a smaller house by my parents' place, and Jenny saw this house in the paper, and she said, "That's a nice house." And I said, "You're right, that is a nice house." But I said, "That house is too expensive." Yeah. She said, "No, I want that house." So she's praying for that house. My wife kept praying for that house, and I was going, "You know, we're doing pretty good. We really don't need to do anything like that." She says, "But so we walked in the house, and the house is big. It has 5 bedrooms and all these things." And Jenny's like, "You know what? You need to go and see if you can buy that house." Well, we went to go see and to buy that house, and they say the house is not for sale anymore. And I was like, "Oh well, rather the house is going to go to an auction." And how many here know what an auction is? You bid on it, right? It's like bid on this phone. Who wants 10 bucks? 10 bucks for this phone. Who give me 10 bucks? Who give me 20 bucks? 20 bucks. Who give me 30 bucks? How much? 40. 40 bucks. 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, give me 40, 50, 50. Who want 50? 50. 50. 50. Who's 60? 60. So that's what we were doing for a house. You ever do that for a house? That's crazy. 20,000. Who give me 20,000? Yep. 21,000. So it kept going up. So I went because Jenny told me I had to go, and I said, "Fine, I'll go." And I went, and I came, and I had a check for $6,000. And that was about as much as I could have at that time. But you need, if you win, you have to pay 10% down or something like that. It was 10% or 5%. Maybe it was 5%. Anyway, so it was. I was there, and I was bidding. Yep, 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 yep. And I said, "We could probably go up to $150,000 for this house. But that's all. That's it. It's not going to happen." That was kind of what I was thinking. But Jenny said I had to go. So I did. And I was listening, and I said, "Okay." So it got up, and it went from 120, yep, 121, yep, 122, yep, 123, yep, 124, yep. And it stopped at 124 with my hand up. And nobody, there were like 10 people in there, and nobody said anything else. I was like, "Really?" In my mind, I'm thinking, "No way. I just bought a house for $124,000. And inside, I wanted to jump and I wanted to scream, but there were people there, so I didn't do anything. I was just standing there. I was like, "Oh." And I literally didn't move. And the guy with the computer started doing computing, and he started printing out the papers. And everybody else left the room, and I was just standing there. I didn't move. And he printed out the papers, and he said, "Sign here." He said, "You got the money." And the check that I had, guess what? It was a cashier's check. And it was just enough to pay whatever it was, 5% or whatever it was, that day. And then he gave me the keys to the house. Yeah, right? But you know the sad part of this story is that I could have missed it. Was that you? The sad part of the story is I could have missed it. I could have missed that moment in time because the auction was a day, and the auction wasn't going to wait for me to make up my mind. The auction was going to happen that day, and I had to make a decision. We had to make a decision whether or not I was going to go, and I had to bring a sacrifice. I had to bring money, and I had to go that day and that time, and I really feel, and this is for you adults and all of us, that there is a moment right now that God is in our face, and he's saying, not in anger, not for fear, but saying, this is your moment. It just is. It's beyond me. It's beyond my comprehension. It's beyond my resources. It's beyond my understanding. But the Lord is speaking you to go to that place and take what you have. I only have $6,000 right now to buy a house. In my mind, that's worth $250,000. That is impossible. Right now, what I have is impossible. I have to wait until I have enough resources. And the Lord said, no, I am your resource. We were just singing the song, he is our waymaker. He says, I don't work unless you step out in faith with us. And he wants to walk with us on it. I could have missed it. I'm so thankful I didn't miss it. I thank you, Lord, for a persistent Holy Spirit, which I also call my wife, to continue persistently on some things. Because we could have missed our moment, all right? Speaking of moments, I want to introduce Heidi Ramsey. She's one of our teachers here at the Community Church Rising Warriors School. She's been a steady hand. She's a fantastic teacher. She really is, and she's got lots of good things to share. And this is, okay, here you go.
Okay, so we've been talking about God's calling on our lives and listening to him. So not only learning to listen for God's voice, but to actually, or to hear God's voice, but to actually listen to him. So we all have our callings and giftings that we're working towards, but we also kind of take turns, and he calls us at different times, and we have to learn to hear his voice and to listen in which way he is directing us. And so that is what our game is about. And I need a couple volunteers. Micah, you're the first one. Bristol? Okay. I'm going to have you give directions. You can stand on that end. Bristol, you're going to come down here. You want the microphone or do you not want it? Okay.
Her left, yeah. Left.
Stop. Her right.
Her left.
Bethany.
Isaac.
Tom.
Have somebody else.
I'm always up there.
Yeah, how's somebody else?
Frank! Frank!
You don't want them phone? Jamie, you don't want them?
You want the microphone, Jamie?
All right, you ready for this?
Yep.
Big moment.
All right, your left.
My left.
Your left. Keep going. Keep going. Stop. Slowly walk straight forward. Turn right a little bit. Turn right a little bit.
Tom, leave him alone.
You cheated!
No, that was not cheating.
That was really good.
Hey!
That was good.
Good job.
I'm good.
Jamie's turn.
That's it? You want any more?
Sure.
That was fine. It's good. No!
So we've been really, really instilling in our children the prophetic word about who they are and that's how they are, and also to hear. A couple weeks ago, I did an exercise with the kids to have them sit still and close their eyes and listen, and God spoke to them, and God, I wrote them down. But God is speaking to our kids, and they are hearing. God is speaking things to them. Some of them, God is speaking about healing people. Some of them, God is showing them about their callings and their gifts. God is revealing to our kids. And even at a young age, God is speaking to them and sharing things with them in everyday life. And I just take that time and listen and to hear what God is saying. And when they were speaking, or when they were doing that, God even spoke to me about our kids. And I want to share that with you today, because we have some awesome, amazing kids in this church with giftings and callings that are going to go above and beyond what we can even fathom. Because God is speaking to our kids, and God is showing things to our kids, and God is revealing himself in a real and deeper way with our kids. I'll never forget one time, even with Hope, when she had that vision of heaven. I still have that, and I still look at that, where she saw my son Max up in heaven with God and the angels. But God speaks to our children, and God is showing things to them in dreams and visions. And we just need to listen, I think, and just to adhere to what they are saying. Because even the kids, when they're up here, they're ministering to me. They are ministering to me. And if our kids have the gift of healing on them, why not have them come and pray? Why not have them come and lay hands on the sick? Because God's called them. And God can work through them. Miracles even can come through our children. And God is wanting to work in them. And this is what God said to me about our kids. He said, "Children of God, you carry my power wherever you go. And with that power, the atmosphere around you will change." See, our children can change the atmosphere. Our children can go into the schools and change the atmosphere. Our children can go into the store or anywhere. I had Hazel the other day in the store, and she's just smiling and happy and just being talking to everybody. But that ministered to that lady there that day. She said, "I love it when kids come in here." And it just made her day. But God can minister in the marketplace and everywhere. So you will set the atmosphere. In that atmosphere, miracles will flow. God is going to use you to heal the sick, to bring people to a place of freedom. People will see Jesus in you, and that'll draw them to you, and you can begin to share Jesus. See, the world's going to be drawn to our kids because they carry something within them. Okay, so you are a chain breaker. You will break down the walls, the barriers that keep people bound. Our children are chain breakers. They are going to break off chains that bound the city, that bound our country, that bound regions and areas, because they carry that power within them. You will bring down, they will bring down principalities over the region. Worship is in all of them. All of our kids have worship within them. They are talented, gifted children. And in that worship, there's going to bring deliverance to people. Deliverance is going to flow through their worship. And people will be free. And healings will take place even in their worship. He loves their voice. He loves to hear them. He loves to hear them speak. He loves it that they carry his voice. Because they can speak. And these kids have even spoken into my life and ministered to me. I've had kids minister to me even in the hard times of my life. And some of those kids have been the ministers in my life. When I was going through with Max, you know who is my minister? Hosanna Sprecher. She ministered to me. And she touched me. And she was a child. I don't know, 6 years old, 7 years old. I don't remember how old. But I'm saying these kids carry power and these kids carry something. And they hear God, and God is speaking to them. And I just to hear God's voice in our daily lives, he wants to show us things in our daily lives. When we're going through something, I know when I go before the Lord and I get in that place, I hear him. And he tells me what to do with that situation. Even with the house, that was God telling me what to do. I couldn't do that, but that was God in me. And, you know, God is really speaking, and Marky, if you want to come up here. I know God's speaking to our kids because Marky came to me this morning with a word. Marky came to me and shared this to me. So, Marky, would you like to share with what God has shown you?
Tom means a great pastor and preacher. Jen means a singer and a flower. Hope means awesome babysitter. Lucas means heart of gold.
Thank you. Thank you, Marky. But this touched me. I mean, God spoke to her, and that touched me. I don't know about you, but if someone come to you and give you a word like that, wouldn't that touch your heart and touch you? I mean, the kids, God, and the word that even Wagner had, or it's not Wagner, it was Lindell. As I was looking around, I saw all these young children. There are so many gifts in the children in this church. It's amazing. One of the gifts of an apostle is that I see gifts and callings. Lord, you are assembling this weekend about identifying the building material, because it's about to be fitted together like never before. It's not going to take a long time either. It's an expansion. I believe that God is really building with our kids. He's expanding in our kids, and this is the building material that's going to grow to generation to generation. Our children are the expansion of this place. And that's what we're really instilling in our children, is that they can hear from God. Even now, even at 5 years old, 4 year old, 3 year olds, I believe God is speaking. And he wants us to listen and hear, because he is wanting to show us everything that we need to know for everything that we're going through. If we're going through a situation, God really wants to speak to us in that situation. And God wants to reveal something to us. And that's why even I saw the Lord, I really feel God's going to really begin to show us some things this year. We're really going to begin to see some things that we have never seen before. Miracles, like I talked, I've really been praying. And God is really showing me things with miracles, because I really believe it's a time and season to walk in the miracles. And he's going to work not only through me and through all of you, but our kids. God is going to use our kids to heal the sick. And God is going to use all of us. because he has a great plan and a great purpose for our lives. But we need to listen and follow what he has in the Holy Spirit, because he has such greatness for us. He wants to show us everything about us, everything that he has for us. He wants it. It's right there for us. We just got to listen and hear and then just follow his lead, because he sent the Holy Spirit to guide and lead us in everything. I think of situations I've gone through. Holy Spirit led me. Jesus, I had to hear God's voice. And we have to hear God's voice in this season, in this time, because he's speaking to us and we have to listen and hear. So that's what I had.
Hallelujah, so powerful. Just want to thank the church and the church leaders. You know, they pretty much give us a lot of liberty to do, you know, have the kids up on stage and let the kids have moments. And there's a lot of liberty in this house. And sometimes we take that for granted, but we shouldn't, because that gives kids an opportunity to say, you know what, my gifts and callings are open here to, you know, to be free. If God speaks to you, to share. We don't want to lock it up, but we want to release it. So I applaud the leadership in this house. It was so exciting to see gifting and callings and children, to release children into at a young age to ministry and to just be free to be who they're called to be. You guys are amazing. The worship was fantastic. Ever since Jen and I have been working on kids camps and the kids have been singing, it just ministers to me constantly. So during kids camp, sometimes I let worship go long. And we sing the songs over and over and over, and you guys are singing loud. The reason I do that is, I don't know, I get so ministered to, I don't want to leave. It's kind of like worship here this morning. I just want you guys to keep singing. You guys are ministering. And for them, sometimes it's like, you know, what's the big deal? But because they're living in it, and they're just so tremendous. So it's so awesome. So you guys are doing great. Parents, you're doing fantastic. I want to encourage the parents. A lot of single parents, that's very, very difficult. But you know what? Each and every one of your kids has a call of God, and it's not a burden to you to make it happen, but rather it's a release in the kingdom that we can trust God to bring things through, and we keep the focus on him. And I just want to encourage the parents that you're doing a wonderful job. You really are. These kids are a miracle. They're hearing from the Lord, every single one of them, and you're doing a great job. So I want to exhort the parents to continue to do so. Keep pressing in. You know, sometimes it's good to hear things from somebody else about your kids. Like when someone comes to me and say, you know, your kids are, I see another side sometimes, and I look at that too much. But when people exhort you in your kids and say, you know what, these kids are speaking the Lord, your kids are instruments, they're singing, they're getting in touch from God, it means a lot. So I exhort you parents, every one of you are doing a fantastic job. So kids, would you get with your families? We want to do communion before we close here. Yes, so get with your families. Yep, get with your moms and dads, and if ushers, we could come and pass out the materials, things for communion. Hallelujah, Jesus. I shared with the kids a story about a child who lost a boat in the river, and it started floating away from him. Do you guys remember this story? The boat started floating away from him, and he's like, I can't reach my boat. It's way out there. So this older kid started taking rocks and throwing rocks at the boat. You remember that? And he's like, why are you throwing rocks at my boat? But as soon as he started seeing that the rocks were hitting the water and not the boat, he noticed that the waves created by the rocks were bringing the boat closer to shore. You remember that? And then he stopped getting angry, and he said, you know what? That boy's actually helping bring that boat, because the rocks are splashing. So we can go ahead and pass those out, guys. Good job. We got, oh, wow. Hey. We got little helpers. So sometimes, as we're looking at the obstacle courses and things in life, God uses those moments in life to help us realize and show us that, you know, that thing that belongs to us that seems way out there, he's helping bring it back in. Because it belongs to us. We're not in danger, but you know, God wants to work with us to bring those things in. And I remember that story. I thought that was pretty neat, how I think sometimes we think some things are lost, but God's really using some storms in life to say, you know what, it's not lost. It's actually bringing some things closer that belong to you, closer to inside. I believe that's happening right now with a lot of us, as God's just saying, you know what, in this storm right now, I want you to hold on to me. This thing belongs to you. I'm bringing it in closer. You're not in danger. You're not going to lose it. You're all right. I want you to draw close to me. I want you just allow it, because I'm with you. See, when I say draw close to you, I got to correct myself, because God is with you the whole time. But there's something that belongs to you that you think is so far away, and it's not far away. It's in moments and seasons of waves and storms that God is just allowing that to happen, because he wants to prove to you that what belongs to you cannot be taken away, but he wants you to see that it's yours and that you can have that and walk in that. Hallelujah. So we thank you, Father God, for the Waymaker. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your Son. We thank you, God, for your Son. We take communion this morning because it was because of what Jesus did on the cross, you guys. It's what Jesus did on the cross that made a way for us, hallelujah, to know God as our Father, and that we could become children of God. And then when he said it was good that I leave, that I send the Holy Spirit to help guide us. He's a guide. He's a provider. And it was because of what you did on the cross, Jesus, that made a way for us to receive forgiveness, made us to be restored in our identity, because we are sons and daughters of the Most High God. So when we get together with families, it's about us remembering the cross. It's about us remembering Jesus. Father God, we thank you so much for your Son. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for his blood that was shed. The Bible says is that he passed out the elements. Yes, has everybody got it? Yes. Jesus, he went to a table, and this represents the bread, and this is something that actually happened in the Bible when he was eating with his disciples. He sat down with them, and he said, you know what, we're going to break some bread. So he got his buddies together, and we're going to break this bread. See, I want you to remember what I'm doing for you and what Jesus did for me. So when we take this bread, and we're going to break it here in a second, it represents Jesus' body that was broken for us. Your body, you don't have to go through this. Jesus went through something that we could have life. So that's why we take this. Lord Jesus, right now we remember the body that was broken. We thank you, Jesus. We break the bread, and we take and eat, and we remember. We thank you, Jesus, for what you've done. Hallelujah. And the Bible says in the same manner he took the cup. He says, you know what, I'm going to go to the cross and my blood is going to be shed for you. Once and for all our sins. So this means that Jesus paid the price, guys. He took it all, so now I don't have to worry about my sin anymore. I can give it to Jesus. It's gone. And I can know the Father. So he says, I take this cup and drink it in remembrance of me. Thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Happy day. Happy day. Hey, Sarah, it's a happy day. Can you play a song for us, Sarah? Hey, I wonder if there's a song that goes something like, oh, happy day. Wouldn't that be so cool? Because then we could say, oh, happy day. Is Jack here on the drums, Jack? Drummer boy? Oh, drummer boy. David, get up on the drums. Just get up there. Who? Or Isaac. Isaac, sorry, bud. Get up there. Sorry, Dave. Bethany said Isaac, so Bethany, you can talk to her later. Okay. Guys, you want to sing happy day as we get dismissed this morning? We'll sing happy day. Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Who wants to come to the front? Well, come to the front then. Happy day. He washed our sins away. Absolutely. Thank you, Jesus.
The greatest day in history. Death is beaten, you have rescued me. Sing it out, Jesus is alive. The empty cross, the empty grave. Life eternal, you have won the day. Shout it out, Jesus is alive.
Shout it out, he's alive.
He is alive.
Oh, happy day.
Stand this day. Free at last. Free at last, meeting face to face. I am yours, Jesus, you are mine. Endless joy, perfect peace. Endless joy and perfect peace. Earthly pain finally will see. Celebrate, Jesus is alive. Shout it out, he's alive. He is alive. You have saved me. You have saved me. And oh, what a glorious,
what a glorious way.
What a glorious name.
What a glorious name.
Jesus.
Jesus.